Nice. It's been since last March was last time we did one. Before the wheels came right off the fucking bus.
Dude, holy fuck. The wheels came off everything.
Jesus Christ.
2023. Wow.
Yeah. So, it's been a year. Uh-huh. Been a stressful year. Uh-huh. So, long story short, I ended up closing down my business.
Of 15 years?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Basically, there's some wild rumors. It's kind of...
What?
Yeah, there's some doozies I've heard for various reasons.
Oh, please tell me it was like you were running drugs or something.
No, nothing like that. That I've heard. They're probably out there, but... just random.
Why weren't you running drugs? Dude, we would have... nicer house.
But anyways, long story short, just I had a really good 2022, but inflation and everything else, prices going up, availability, just like the most basic stuff compiled with some major stuff just cascaded into this complete total tailspin that I couldn't pull out of. And I finally got to the point in last Memorial Day, I was pretty much fucked.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of June, there was just no fixing it. It was basically like everything gets tremendously worse or you just cut the leg off and stop the gangrene. I mean, that's about the best way to describe it. And, it sucks. Fucking sucks.
I think you were basically a quadriplegic by the time.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But the real problem is, you know, with everything that was going on, and not to go into the whole thing, and of course, when you shut down a business, you have everything that comes with closing down the business, and none of it's fun, and all of it's stressful, and it's just a complete fucking disaster. But going through last year, you get through COVID, which sucked. You get through all that stuff, and then nothing seemed to get better. It only seemed to get worse. Supply chain issues, quality control. And what a lot of people don't realize with a small business like ours that did auto parts, basically. So we would sell a lot of engine parts. So let's just say a set of pistons. A set of pistons costs, maybe we'd sell them for $1,000. I'll just use round numbers for fun. You sell a set of pistons for $1,000. They're hard to get. They found, we dealt with multiple places and we could always kind of keep everybody in stock with stuff. So they call us, they order an engine kit with a set of pistons. The pistons show up and either UPS launched them out of the back of the truck and they got smashed. The place that made them packaged them shitty. Somebody dropped one somewhere. So they call you up and then you run into this other fun problem where an individual has bought their parts. They take them to a machine shop or somewhere else. And the machine shop's like, fuck you, I'm not putting those in. These are slugs of metal that seem like they should be relatively durable, but they're also precision machined down mm-hmm. to 10,000ths of an inch. And nobody's going to put something with a nick or a dent or a smash in it. So then they call you up and they're like, hey, this is fucked up. So then on our side, you have this fun thing. Who fucked it up, and then who's paying for it?
Which is always you.
Always me.
Always you.
So I sold you a set of pistons for $1,000. I, after shipping and stuff, I would be hoping that I would have paid all in $800-ish dollars for them. Shipping went wild last year, so that eroded. And then out of that 20% comes your credit card processing fees and your marketing and everything else. So you're dealing with most auto parts, unless it's something that you own 100%, but a lot of the resale stuff works on about a 20% margin, maybe a little bit more. But anyways, so now what do you do? So you call your place and they're like, well, send them back and we'll give you a credit for it. And you're like, okay. Well, in the meantime, your customer's flipping shit because they have a machine shop that's held up and you know, going to charge me rent on this, that shit all the time. So you turn around and you send them another set of pistons without charging them. And everybody's like, well, why don't you charge them? Good fucking luck. Uh-huh. That guy is lucky. He probably had $1,000 to start with to buy the pistons, let alone another $1,000. So you try and do the right thing.
Meanwhile, his truck's down, so he's probably not working.
Right. Like, there's just cavalcades of... Yep. So anyways, you send out another set of pistons. So now you're into this one sale that you got $1,000 for. You're in probably $1,700 or $1,800 because you just sent him a shipping label that was $30 to get the pistons back. You sent him out another set, so you paid for the full set plus the shipping. And then, God forbid, he gets a second set and they're fucked. And then it just keeps getting worse. But then you wait anywhere from, it could be 3 weeks to 2 months for them to get those, look at them and go, yep, they're broke, and then give you a credit. So I just lost $800 by selling a $1,000 part. Mm-hmm. Times
all day long.
100 a fucking month.
All day long.
So that was one problem. Mm-hmm. And then every financial mess in the world, it just kept constricting me down to the point where I finally had to just be like, I'm fucking out. I can't go no more. So, you know, that sucked a lot. So that's that.
Yeah.
So in the midst of all that, I had no desire in the world to do a podcast, mm-hmm. Even really talk to people at all. Mm-hmm. So here we are. New year, new me, all that shit. Mm-hmm.
But you're employed.
Well, that's good. So I ended up going to work for our local township where I was the supervisor, and we had been talking for the past little while that we kind of needed a manager type person there. I feel fortunate that I just said I fucking had to close my business, but I feel fortunate that I've had a lot of management experience through the years, and we needed somebody and it just kind of fit. And I had a bunch of other job offers for a lot more money, way more money actually. But my emotional state at the time was I need something that's like fucking life proof. Short of me fucking it up and getting fired, like, the government has to
pandemic
run.
Pandemic proof. I mean, yeah, like, possible.
I feel like there's a big something coming.
Dude, that's...
some stock market crash. But guess what? Your road still needs plowed. The sewer plant still needs to run. Like, and that's kind of where I was looking at. Like, oh, it sure'd be nice to have insurance and a paycheck every week. So that was the move I made. And so far, so good. It's mm-hmm. a different fucking world, but
it's a different kind of stress. It's not the kind of stress that keeps you up all night because you're not gonna be able to pay the bills. It's the kind of stress that
it's really no stress.
No, but you still get
so the stress.
I live with you, you know.
Yeah, but I don't have that same stress. I have problems that I have to sort out, yeah. But not like, you know, since I went to work there last July. In the morning when I'm taking a shower and I'm trying to figure
out... I was going to say, when you're taking a shit.
No. When I'm figuring out my day and the options of what I should do, like, suicide isn't on the table anymore.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, there are days where you're like...
the gun's not in the shower anymore.
Yeah, weird. But you know what I mean? Like, it's a different level. You're like, mm-hmm. There's no fucking answer to this. That sucks. But what I was going to say was, I heard a quote somewhere in the beginning of me going to work there. And, I remind myself of it all the time, and I think a lot of people get tripped up in these jobs and these positions like this, and it says, my job is to get to the other side of the swamp, not fight all the alligators. So I'm constantly like, my job is to get this road fixed, not fight all the alligators that live on it. Like, you know, at the end of the day, we need to get the road fixed. I don't care if you don't like it. Like, we've came up with a plan. This is the money we have. Mm-hmm. I can't emotionally invest in fighting with you about whether it's the right thing or not when the majority of the people say it is. Mm-hmm. But I've noticed a lot of people will. They will go to war with that one person and hold a grudge. And I'm just like, this is it. Like, if you have a better plan, let's hear it. But
yeah,
we got to keep on keeping on. And I can't invest a moment of my mental capacity to argue this with you. Like, it's just not going to happen. But there are people who that's their thing. Like, they've picked war mm-hmm. for everything.
There always will be. I mean,
right.
No matter what, it doesn't matter what.
And at the end of the day, when you look at most things, like the other fun thing I've been doing is code enforcement. And
you mean there's people that don't?
Fuck. Most people that I've talked to, I would say 99% are super cool. You come up and you don't approach them like a dickhead. Mm-hmm. You come up and like, hey, I got a complaint. I'm here because I have a complaint. Like, we have to, and it's usually something stupid. Like, you have garbage in your yard or some ridiculous thing that is clearly like, yep, mm-hmm. I should clean that up. And most people are like, cool, I'll clean that up. No problem. So that's not too bad, but it's just wild when you watch other people do that job and see what a level of dickheadedness they take it to. And you're just like, what are you doing? Like, why are you fucking with that guy because his shutters are 3 inches too wide or some, you know what I mean? Some minuscule, ridiculous thing.
Can you
thing.
Imagine being in an HOA?
Oh, fuck no.
Like, what?
Yeah,
the
no.
shit they have to abide by and stuff? I mean, I get it. It's all for the aesthetics of...
You got all washed out again.
That's okay.
I don't know what goes on with this.
Huh. I look like I have... what was the Michael Jackson disease?
Oh. I want to say propecia, but it's not, is it?
No. Alopecia? No. I don't
Something like that.
Whatever. Oh, look, it's better now.
Huh. Oh. So that was the other problem when... So we haven't done this since last March.
Mm-hmm.
And all my shit is scattered. And I've put it together a few times and thought, let's do a podcast. And I just was completely in a headspace where I thought, no, this isn't going to be a good one. This is just going to be me pissed off, ranting and raving or crying. And I don't know if that's going to make a good one. But the software I used to use for the video part. So I don't know if this is going to have video or not. We'll see when we get all done. The software I used for the video used to be like, it was cheap. I want to say it was less than $10 a month for a subscription. And somewhere in the past year, it went up to $50 a month.
What?
Yeah. And I'm like,
nobody needs to see our faces.
Well, and we weren't doing the podcast at all. So I'm just like, well, fuck that. I'm not going to pay that of all fucking things right now in the middle of a fucking nightmare. So I went to check it back out today. I'm like, oh, fuck you. So I looked at all these other options. None of them seemed that great. So I still got to research that out. But I think, I don't know what keeps happening with your face over there, why it keeps washing out.
Well, it could be like the 2010 iPhone. That's
my brand new one. Oh. Well, it's a couple years old, but.
Oh.
Yeah, that's.
Who knows?
Yeah, that's you have the newer one on you. So I don't know. I think something with the light over there. I wonder if that window or something. But anyways, I'm going to have to stitch this all together, which isn't a big deal. But like getting all the cables hooked up and everything, it was kind of a pain in the ass. But oh well. So anyways, that's me.
Are you going to do more?
Yeah. I'd be okay with that. I think it's fun. It's just a matter of getting... Once you get everything set up, if you keep doing it, it's a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to figure out how to do the... video a little better. I might actually look and see how much, because they make like a little, the price of everything keeps coming down. What's wild is the first podcast I ever did was in 2011 or 12. It's like somewhere that far ago. We started doing those ones way, 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 way long time. Then I stopped for a while. And then somewhere around 2015, 16, 17, somewhere in that zone.
Because we did them in the my office thing there on...
Which that was...
Custer City.
Started in 2018. Or no, that was 2015.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Piper was tiny.
Yeah, and then we started doing them here in 2018-ish, 19.
Probably.
But anyways... what I was going to say was how incredibly expensive, like back in 2010 or 11, if you wanted to do video, like, good fucking luck.
Well, yeah, you just did an iPhone on the table and between you, whoever was.
No, we had mics and a mixer. Remember, we used to have those mics that were on the stand? Those Yetis.
Oh, yeah.
You can still buy those. They work pretty good. These aren't very expensive mics. They're like less than $100 a piece, and they sound awesome. But those Yetis would pick up freaking everything. They were kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd sit on the table, and you'd
every
constantly
time you'd bang the table, yeah. It would.
And then they were too heavy for the boom stands too, because they're these great big things. I still have a couple of them.
They were heavy.
But they work good. Like if you and I were having a conversation, you just want to put it in the middle of the table.
Yeah.
Or if you're doing like, I see a lot of people use them for streaming and stuff like that. Like if they're doing a presentation thing or whatever, but
mm-hmm.
they work really good for those. But anyways, all that stuff was so expensive. If you wanted to add video to it, good fucking luck. You had to buy a thing that was called a TriCaster. And I remember back then they were like $25,000 for this thing. And that wasn't even the computer.
That seems ridiculous.
Yeah. That wasn't even the cameras or any of that shit. That was just straight up this device that worked. You could have probably done it for less expensive, but a TriCaster would connect your audio to all your video and automatically switch between the people.
Yeah.
And do all that kind of stuff. Like, it's kind of like what most big podcasts used back then. I don't know what they're using now. Probably a version of that.
Probably.
But you can buy that same thing now for like that baller ass new version for like $4,000 or $5,000, which is still crazy expensive for a little podcast, but it's crazy how much that's come down. But what I was going to say is like all the video equipment used to be like ridiculous. And I bet you can buy some little thing now that hooks into this audio thing and a couple cameras for a few $100.
Yeah.
And which would be enough for what we do. But so. So how have you been?
Still alive.
Well, that's good.
Fall and early winter were pretty rough.
Do you think there's an economy? Well, no doubt the economy's weird.
Which is hard for my industry because it's more of a luxury thing, basically, to hire me.
Well, you can always put off painting, too.
Yeah.
So you can't put off putting on a new door. You can't put off replacing the hot water heater.
Fixing your car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you can be like, I can like this shade of blue for another year.
Yeah.
You know, until we have the money, or do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Shittily, probably.
Mm-hmm. So it was pretty slow, which is always fantastic right at Christmas time when...
Mm-hmm.
But fast forward to now, everyone that I was waiting for in fall is all hitting me at one time, so it's pretty good now.
Good.
I always hate to be in the position to have to tell people they're going to have to wait. Mm-hmm. I've always hated that because I don't want to lose that job, but also I just don't like to make people wait.
Mm-hmm.
But I've just had so much all at one time now that I have to tell people they have to wait.
What?
Like I actually just had to tell somebody, I think you're going to have to wait a month. Is that too long? No, that's fine. Oh, okay.
Compared to most contractors though. Well, also, is there ever that many paint emergencies?
No, there's never a paint emergency.
Well, sometimes there is.
Mm.
Where like if you're like moving into a place and you're finishing like a new place or something and you're like, I have to have this done more or less, you know, so.
Yeah.
Like a renter type situation or something like that, but.
I don't do rentals, but.
Right, but.
Yeah.
But most people can wait, like.
Yeah.
Short of them having a holiday or something, right? Like where they're having people over, they want.
And that's
something.
The whole problem I always run into as soon as somebody decorates for Christmas and it's like, I'll see you in January, because nobody wants, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, sometimes I'll have like a November where everybody's like, I need this done by, well, you know. So sometimes that'll work out, but that was not this year.
Well, I think just everybody going to the supermarket and everything's 20 times higher than it was
I know.
Seems like, I can't get over.
I know.
Like I'm a person, so I don't do the grocery shopping.
You don't say.
I do like so if
I'm gonna get a beer.
Can you get me one too?
No.
I hardly drank any beer at all this. I didn't actually.
What?
I didn't drink any beer this week at all, and this is tasting really good.
Yeah,
today.
Me either.
So if I was going to describe our grocery shopping, I would say Pam is more of the army, where she assembles the tanks and the heavy equipment once a week, and they march on the grocery store, and they do this great big haul. I'm more of a special... She just hit her head. Can you open mine on the thing before you? I'm more of a SEAL Team 6. I'm going to go in there with a specific objective. I'm going to get a brisket and something or some chicken wings, and I'm going to try and get out of there unscathed as quickly as possible.
Versus me, how?
You're like the army. You're rolling there with like big trucks and tanks. You're moving some heavy artillery in and out of there. But every freaking time I go to get, like, I'm going, I'll say something like, I'm going to, smoke some chicken tonight or something. You're like, oh, can you grab milk and this and that? Uh-huh. Like three things. And you go up and it's $75. Yep. You're like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Like, yep. I got two things. Like, mm-hmm. It's crazy.
And I'm really bad about, I have friends.
Nice. Congratulations.
Who are very responsible people and come up with a meal plan for the whole week. And
have you thought about... Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And, you know, go on this marathon grocery shop so they can have all the stuff.
For like a month?
I just can't bring my... Just for a week. Oh, okay. I just can't bring myself to do that. A, because... I've been poverty stricken for the last 4 months. You know, to go and get all the groceries for 1 week would be $300 to $400.
That's crazy.
Well, and
you know what I'm thankful for?
So I'm not done yet.
Okay, sorry.
So instead, my stupid brain, just every day, I'll come up with what I want to make for dinner and go get the stuff for that.
You're probably spending
so somehow,
similar amount of money.
$50-$60 a day. Seems less anxiety producing for me, but I have to do it every day. So it doesn't make any sense, but.
Well, luckily we live close to the store, so it's not like you have to make a trek.
No.
Pick up on your way home. What I was going to say is, have you thought about, I was thinking about this the other day. Have you thought about asking ChatGPT to plan out dinner? And I'll tell you why I thought of this. Supposedly, I don't know if this is just something I heard or something that is, but there's supposed to be smart refrigerators coming out or are out that will know everything that's in your refrigerator and freezer and will be able to connect to like your phone or something, I guess. I don't know if you'd have a smart pantry too. I don't know. But you'd go, hey, can you plan me dinners this week with the shit I have? And it'll look and be like, all right, you've got this much milk and you got this many eggs and you have some flour and I can make blah. And it'll spit out the recipe and tell you how to make.
That feels a little big brothery to me.
Yeah. But it got me thinking, like, have you thought about, like, because it's hard to come up with dinner.
Okay, but I'm also going to have to dictate to it. Okay, I'm a very lazy cook.
Mm-hmm. It'd be fine with
let's
that.
Let's make a... dump in the crock pot and call it a good thing, or like a two-step
there's
dinner?
There's no judgment. Yeah. But I guess what I was saying is it's always a challenge to come up with, because it feels weird to like do the same things over and over again. But you can maybe like, this is the stuff that we eat on a regular basis. Mm. These are the kind of things we have on hand to do it with. And can you spit us out some new spins on this?
Hmm.
And maybe we come up with some different shit.
How about this week you try it all?
All right, I'll tell you what. I will do...
Dinners all week?
The...
Wait, do you have class this week? Mm-hmm. Fuck.
I think I have a meeting too. Oh, and I have a Make-A-Wish too.
So, why do you have a meeting this week?
Well, I don't know. We might have to schedule one.
Anyway.
But anyways. But, I can type it into ChatGPT for you and print it out and be like, here you go, buddy.
Yeah.
I forget what I was saying. If anybody's not using ChatGPT right now.
I don't use it very often.
Do.
I don't really need it for work or anything, but.
I use it, like a lot of people are using it for like, I hear a lot of plagiarism type shit. Basically, they'll be like, here's a paper for school or whatever. Rewrite this. In my, you know, but no, I use it instead for like better Google. Now that it's hooked, if you pay for the extra one, that's better. Which
I don't have that one.
Yeah, we do.
Well, I don't.
Oh, well, you just use my login.
I don't think.
If you're using my login.
Maybe I do. I don't know.
But it's like, I think it's $20 a month. And it can search the internet now, which is freaking amazing. So all the time I will punch in, like, I was looking for a fuel tank a couple weeks ago. And I was like, I need a fuel tank this size. And I'd spent hours searching the internet, clicking on websites.
Searching the G word. Googling.
Oh, but I went through site.
Maybe therein lies the problem.
Site. Can't find it. You just click on endless ones. So I'm like, oh, I'll just try this. So I typed in ChatGPT. I'm looking for an aluminum fuel tank, this width, this length, this height, and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, sure, 1 second, let me search. And it's like searching Bing or whatever it searches. And then it's like,
to use Bing.
Within, I'm talking within 20 seconds, it came back with three options and they were all good.
That you had not seen.
Fuck no. And you're like, oh, cool. And it actually says, like, this one would be really good, but it doesn't have blah, blah, blah. This one's really good, and it should do everything you need, but, it, like, and, like, a human was talking to you. It's wild. That stuff, I love all that stuff.
Well, and it's come really far from when it first came out.
So here's a question going along AI that... I had on my sheet, my topic sheet, nice segue in. Would you rather have, let's say technology is available for either. Would you rather have a clone of yourself or a super capable like robot to help you in life?
Definitely not a clone of myself.
So you'd like a super sweet robot that could like, like the Elon Musk. Have you seen their thing, the Optimus?
Yeah.
Robot thing that was folding the napkin or whatever it was, shirt. I feel like that's going to get scary in the next few years.
Why would you want a clone of yourself?
Well, some people would always say they want like a copy of themselves, but even if you could, you'd get a baby self, I think. And then what? Like, how would you teach baby self?
How do you... If you're cloning yourself, wouldn't it be where you are now?
Well, there's no copy machine. Like, you don't spit out a full-grown-ass human.
Well, aren't we talking in fucking hypotheticals here? No matter what?
I wasn't thinking that level of technology.
Oh.
But, I mean... All right. So, what you're saying is if you...
Because I was going to say, if I got a clone of myself, I'd put, like, great big tits on it and stuff just to see what it looked like.
Why don't you do that to regular self?
I... don't wanna.
Well, me and Clone Pam are gonna be going out next Friday night.
Make it happen.
But I was thinking, like, if you got a clone, unless they could grow a full ass human, you'd be starting off with baby Pam, and then you'd have to raise baby Pam.
Because listen, I've been watching a lot of Black Mirror.
I know,
like a lot.
Best.
So it doesn't seem like that would be how it would happen, that you'd end up with a baby. It's like you walk out of the room and you walk back in and like your adult clone is.
See, the only way I think that works, I don't think even in this hypothetical realm that technology will allow us to clone a grown-ass human and just, ta-da, here's this age Pam with this age brain with these experiences. I think you can take all the genetics and start in a thing and make a baby Pam. But then you have to, like, raise baby Pam, to teach baby Pam things.
Yeah, fuck that.
And then is it really Pam at that point? Right. Once it grows up, it's, like, had a different life.
Yeah.
Like, my knee's been bugging me. So, fucking teenage John, do I have to force him to wreck his bike at 12 and fuck his knee all up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or is he... of course not. I don't want him to have a bad knee. But he might do something else when he's 14 and wreck his shoulder. You know, so now he's a completely different person. So the only way, I think, and it would be better, is to get the robot, but it'd be like that other show. The one where they put the disc in the back of the neck. Did you watch that? Where you had like the, they call them sleeves or something like that.
Yeah.
That was like, you could get into any body though. Like you'd buy better bodies. Like this one's athletic or.
With the tits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're back to robots. We just need better robots.
Yes.
That we can just download our consciousness in.
Right. Well, I don't know.
Mm.
All that's kind of creepy, too.
Or you just put on an Oculus and walk your other body around.
I can't even do that.
Well, technology's going to get by you, Grandma.
I know. That's okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. Some of it all, like all that Black Mirror stuff, they're always like sticking something on the side of their head and takes over your vision and everything. That's just creepy to me.
Would you do that though?
I mean,
If you could get, if they just had to make like a little pencil lead hole in the side of your head, stick a little thing in there and like solder it.
It never ends well.
Solder it to something and all of a sudden your vision's perfect.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Would you do that?
Yeah.
And your insurance pays for it.
Yeah. Like, but then somebody'd be, it always ends badly. There's always a bad side. Like, once you do that, then the government can see through your eyes.
Oh, no.
And you know what I mean? Like, right. There's always a bad, or a terrorist group or something has now.
Right.
Can so, take over.
So now, like, the IRS is watching you do your taxes or some shit.
Or
and
not.
Be like, ah.
Yeah.
Like, she's not doing that right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. There's always a downside.
Because it's like that other Black Mirror where, did you watch the one where the lady comes in and she can like read your memories or whatever? If you committed a crime, they would ask you and then
they... I don't know if I've seen that yet. They all run together too.
It's an older one.
Okay.
But I can't remember what bureau she was from, but she would come in and be like, so what happened? And then they would actually download, they'd put something on and download your memories.
Not to go down a Black Mirror rabbit hole, but the one I just watched was there was all these people in like a military and they had something implanted called the mass that, so they were going around killing these, they called them the roaches. So it was like, you're seeing it all through the army's perspective. And they'd find a nest of these roaches. So they'd go in and...
Are roaches people or real roaches?
Yeah, they're people. But they're like...
You're getting all weird again. Huh.
But they look different, you know, and they growl and shriek and do all that. So they'd kill them, you know. Because supposedly they had really bad DNA and they didn't want that DNA to continue. So they're killing them all. Well, this one guy, his mass gets a fault in it. Well, he's able to see these are actually normal people.
Oh, so it was showing them that they were crazy or whatever?
So they were killing them all, but it was just normal people. So if you apply that to modern day, let's just say every Jewish person.
Mm-hmm. Like you put
looks like this animal, so everybody has been told, you know, this is terrible DNA. We can't continue it. They're monsters. We
and when you
kill them.
Look at them, they look absolutely appalling and scary.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then this guy's thing got all messed up. Well, he keeps trying to tell all the other people in his troops, you know, no, this is wrong. This is wrong. We're not. This isn't real life. This, you know, nobody believes them. It's crazy.
We're probably not too far from that.
That's what I say. There's always a downside.
I had a thought that went with that, and it has escaped me.
Somebody probably erased that memory.
It was like the, that, did you watch that? I can't think what it's called. I think it was on Netflix where all the military guys were like tied together. They had implants and it made them like superhuman or whatever.
Yeah.
And then there was the girl and they were going to like a virtual reality. I can't think what it's called. That's what you were talking about reminds me of.
I don't know.
Her brother was one of these military guys, and they all had this link. So basically they could see and feel everything you see and feel.
Yeah. Well, and then, so along all this stuff, like, okay, segue, I guess. But so we're in this. I'm a little scared of what this year is going to bring because of all the politics and the election stuff and everything. But I'm getting a little alarmed because I keep hearing all these little murmurs here and there of another pandemic. And then every 5 seconds, our dumb fucking president seems to want to get us into another war. So, like, what is it? January 21st today. What possible fresh hell could be coming for the rest of this year?
I hate that you even said that, but it's unnerving because everything seems off.
Uh-huh.
And nothing makes any sense. Like, we have more information than we ever had in the entire history of the human race that we know of anyways.
Yeah.
And I can't make heads nor tails of 3/4 of the things that go on. I'm like, wait, what? Like, what? We're going there, why?
Right. We're meddling in that, why?
What do we have to gain by this?
Yeah.
Like, we're just starting another war for money? Like, it drives me crazy. Like, I don't understand any of it.
And then just all this, you know, stuff about, oh, we just, for no good reason, already have a name for what the next pandemic's going to be.
They do?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Well, it's just a placeholder name calling it Disease X.
Oh, I think that's gotten blown out of proportion. Disease X was, all right, so at some point, I think two different things happen. I think smart people, well-meaning smart people, try and fix problems and come up with solutions. And well-meaning dumb people blow this out of proportion. And then other well-meaning smart people pick up what the dumb people have blown out of proportion. And it ends up being nothing. So
maybe. I hope.
I'm pretty sure this Disease X was an exercise. So there's two different things going on right now. I'm pretty sure it was an exercise that said, basically, if a pandemic like that ever happens again, let's take all the data and information from when this one happened, all the stuff we fucked up, and come up with plans
that are better.
To be better prepared if this happens again. So on the face of it, that seems like the most reasonable and rational thing in the world. But when you start to tilt towards the conspiracy side, are they like, we want to have a better response so less people die? Or these are where our control measures failed.
Right. Yeah.
And these are the group of people that wouldn't comply. How do we make them comply?
Yeah.
That's where everything has gotten really, really weird. Like, I think up until recently, you would always believe the first thing, which is probably closer to reality, I hope, that, all right, if this happens again, we want to make sure we don't mess up all the same things we messed up last time. We want to have better understanding and mechanisms in place to deal with this. But that also looks just like,
yeah,
we're going to round up all the fuckheads that caused us issues last time.
Yeah.
So.
And that's...
when you...
just that feeling of... you don't know what's what.
It's right.
Really what is just... there's always this constant feeling of a shoe about to drop kind of thing that it's like...
do you suppose that's...
it gets exhausting.
Do you suppose that's engineered? I was thinking about this the other day.
By whom? 'Cause
I just shut it off. I finally reached a point a while ago where I'm like, I don't care. It was right around the time that Tucker went off the air. So I'd watch Tucker every night. And now, even now that he's on, occasionally I'll watch his stuff. But I'm just like, anymore, I'm just like, okay, I'm good. I can only, again.
So much anxiety.
Again, my goal is to get to the other side of the swamp, not fight all the alligators, and that's an alligator. I can't watch every day and be pissed off and this doesn't make sense. Because it does feel like there's somebody trying to, someone, someplace, some force trying to destabilize everybody and give you that unfit feeling. You know, like there's something wrong about to happen. But I felt this way for years and nothing besides the pandemic really happened. When you looked at that, when you look back at that, the reaction to it is what was bad, not actually the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And looking back at some of the stuff that everybody did is the nuttiest fucking stuff. Just fucking crazy. Stand 6 feet apart. Dude. Like, what the fuck? It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even protect you from other people's farts.
Really? Right. Yeah. Like, when really what the entire thing came down to is wash your goddamn hands. Like, Sora. That was... kind of the biggest thing.
The washing your hands thing is always weird to me. Let's break down going to the bathroom real quick. All right? Let's just say you take the nastiest broken off crayon shit ever that won't clean up no matter what you do. Okay? Let's go. We're talking about
pants. I've done my entire life without hearing that. Description.
So anyways, you wipe, get a little poop on your fingers, one of those days. Now what?
You wash your goddamn hands, No.
You have just finished sufficiently washing. What do you do now? Or wiping, rather, not washing. You're in the stall. You're satisfied with your wipe job. Now what?
You pull your pants up with something that hasn't been shit doused.
Your teeth?
Your wrists?
Okay.
Anything?
Then what? You literally touch everything on you or around you.
I know, which is why you
way.
Have to wash your hands before you leave the damn bathroom.
Right.
Whether you took a nasty burnt crayon or busted crayon, whatever the hell you
All
said.
All I'm saying is...
whether you took a shit or not. You touched everything in there that somebody that touched their shit touched. So you got to wash your hands before you leave.
Right. I agree. But what I'm saying is, at some point, there's no way to protect yourself from zero amount of, like, you're going to get stuff. It's going to be on your belt buckle. And you're probably going to touch your belt buckle after you go out. You're probably going to touch your zipper or put your hand in your pocket. Touch your phone. Or
I'm just saying it's better than
100%.
Not washing your shitty
fingers. You got to wash your hands. You can't walk around with a shit hand.
Yeah. This from the man who literally wiped his own ass with his hand. His bare hand.
Hey, rough times.
Ew.
Oh, that's a story for another group someday.
Yeah.
I don't know. The whole thing's crazy.
Yeah, it just feels like this year is gonna.
Although I feel like
be a
there's
wowzer.
I feel like there's a swing going the other way. Like
to normalcy.
Yeah, I feel like we're gonna go way, whatever the other side is. Like we've went way over into the transgender. words hurt my feelings, all that stuff.
Triggered.
All that, whatever you want to call it. I feel like we're going to swing way the other way to everybody wears wife beaters and is like, brr, testosterone. Like, I feel like there's going to be an overcorrection, then we're going to go back to the middle, and then we'll probably go back the other way again. It feels like there's something building in the other direction to me. And it feels like a lot of people are going, no, that's fucking stupid. And now we're going to have to go, oh, no, that's fucking stupid the other way. Like the whole Sean Strickland UFC thing, did you see his press conference with the Canadian reporter? Here, let me pull it up. So I feel like he's where most people probably are. And these fucking reporters that ask these insane, dumb questions. So here, just listen to this. This is from this week. So here's a guy who's fighting for the, I think it was light heavyweight world championship in arguably one of the most violent sports on earth. And this is the question that the fucking reporter asked him 24 hours before he's going to get into a literal cage and fight another man almost to the death. And this is his question.
Ask, you know, you're in Toronto. Welcome. Glad to hear it. It's been great.
Are you Canadian?
Of course I am.
Are you part of the fucking opposition? Are you?
I don't know how to phrase that.
You? I mean, you got to like.
Well, I did want to ask
you. Did you vote for Trudeau?
You know, I'm not going to say.
And let me tell you something right now. If a man says he's not going to say, like, if you ask a motherfucker, did you vote for Biden? He's like, well, I'm not going to say. That's none of your business. He voted for fucking Biden.
Sean, I'm glad you had great experience.
So this is what I'm talking about, you guys. The enemy of Canada.
Sure. All right. That's what it's got to be. We've got a pretty supportive gay and lesbian community in this city. I did want to ask you about something you wrote a couple of years ago. You said, if I had a gay son, I would think I'd...
Oh, look, another... The swamp, you guys.
You become a champion, you become a star, and some would say...
Let me ask you something. Are you gay?
Have you had the chance
Are you gay?
Can I get an answer?
Well, no, I'm asking... this is a part of... Are you a gay man?
I'm an ally of the community.
Okay. If you had a son and he was like, you know, you had a son, he was gay, you'd be like, oh, man, you don't want a grandkid?
No problem with it.
Oh, man. Well, dude, you're a weak fucking man, dude. You're like, you're part of the fucking problem. You elected Justin Trudeau. Like, when he sees the bank accounts, like, you're just fucking pathetic. And the fact that you have no fucking backbone and has he shut down your fucking country and seized bank accounts, you ask me some stupid shit like that, go fuck yourself. Move the fuck on, man.
That doesn't really
coward.
Answer the question, but I did want to ask also things you said about the trans community. You said this past October when they announced the Bud Light sponsorship that you'd go so hard on Bud Light in your next fight, they'll have to accept me or denounce me when they know what they stand for.
This Canadian's not that Canadian.
Are you still going to use your fight time to kind of speak on that?
Here's the thing about Bud Light. Ten years ago, to be trans was a mental fucking illness. And now all of a sudden, people like you have fucking weaseled your way into the world. You are an infection. You are the definition of weakness. Everything that is wrong with the world is because of fucking you. And the best thing is the world's not buying it. The world's not buying your fucking bullshit you're fucking peddling. The world is not saying, you know what? You're right. Fucking chicks have dicks. The world's not saying that. The world's saying, no, there are two genders. I don't want my kids being taught about, you know, who they could fuck in school. I don't want my kids being taught about, you know, their sexual preference. Like, dude, this guy is the fucking enemy. You want to look at the fucking enemy to our world? It's that motherfucker right there asking these stupid fucking questions. Sorry, I told the UFC I was being nicer. Lance, am I still good with this? Did I cross any lines? A little, what the fuck? I didn't say the F word. You just brought this fucking guy in here to piss me off.
You just did, but no. Just to follow up, I mean, Rick.
Did I say it?
No, you didn't say that F word.
No, I didn't say it.
Right there you did.
Different F word. Yeah. I'm trying to be good, man. I'm trying to be good. I like the fucking gays. Listen, I've never... You guys think I've ever shit on a gay man or shit on a gay woman? I don't fucking... I like the gays. It's fucking freedom. We still have it in America. We'll teach you about it. You guys don't have fucking freedom of speech. I'm surprised what I'm saying is probably going to get fucking... I'm probably going to get the fucking Canadian government to arrest me. So I don't give a fuck who you fuck. I don't give a fuck what you want to do in life. But... Don't fucking tell kids about it. Don't teach that shit in fucking school. Don't fucking push your agenda. Don't try to fucking brainwash people Don't try to go past parents. Don't try to go up past all this shit and brainwash people, you fucking cuck.
Meanwhile, did you see what his shirt said?
Yes. Did it say women belong in the kitchen?
No, it just said a woman in every kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
A gun in every hand.
So he's that guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's obviously going, and that's what I was saying. Like, he, you wouldn't choose him as your delegate for the spokesmodel of the group.
No.
But he's, again, he's going to beat another man half to death with his fists in a cage in 24 hours. And you want to know his fucking stance?
I know.
On transgender community? See, and like, that's, why?
And he doesn't want, he did that on purpose.
Right. And that's, oh, then Dana White followed up on it. But what the fuck are you doing? Like, that's where, for that's exactly what I'm saying, that. Where it's gone so far left that we can't have two fucking alpha male savages fighting in a cage half to death with their fists.
Without talking about
people that have nothing to fucking mafia. Do with it. Yeah. Like, it's so insane. And, you know, that he said something that I had kind of maybe thought or felt, or I guess I felt, but I never thought about before or verbalized, is maybe that is the reason that if somebody's kid comes out and they're like, hey, I'm gay, transgender, whatever. There is a part of you when you have a kid, if you're, you know, a historically normal person, and maybe even this is built into you, like DNA all the way back to when you're the very most basic human in the world. If you don't have viable offspring, your race or your bloodline or whatever dies with you. So if you have children that are not going to reproduce, there's got to be some sort of internal, like, oh, fuck. And, you know, that's why some species, like, if there's a radically fucked up animal in a litter, sometimes the mom will kill it or eat it or fucking crazy shit, because that one's not, we don't want that one to reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
But there has to be some guttural response to, like, shit, I'm not going to have grandkids. I am not moving forward in the timeline of the world. That comes out, you know, there's a lot of dummies that say some dumb shit. But I think a lot of it is probably at the root right there of, I have an expectation that if I have kids, my name will go forward, my quote unquote fucking whatever legacy that anybody has. But people do, you know, my dad was a carpenter, I'm a carpenter, he's a carpenter, my grandson's a carpenter type shit. It feels like you live forward. Like, even though you know you're going to die, if you have offspring that reproduce and their offspring reproduce, my genes are getting passed forward through the universe and stay on this timeline. And all of a sudden you're like, hi. Not only am I not going to have kids, I'm going to cut my dick off to make sure I don't.
Well,
and then, fuck.
Well, there's a lot of other reasons why a bloodline would not continue if you had a female child that couldn't have kids.
Sure.
You know what I mean? There's all that kind of stuff, but...
But those aren't... choices of volition. A lot of those are circumstances beyond control.
Right.
Where you're making and you know, some people just go, hey, I don't want to have kids. And you're like, oh, that sucks. I kind of wanted a grandkid. Okay, great. It's that same level of decision, but there's something that seems so much more permanent that you're not going to change your mind where you're like, oh, maybe someday.
I just simply struggle to understand how someone can make that drastic of a decision.
That young?
Even in their 20s, you know, it just seems so drastic. I mean, okay, getting a boob job or something, that's one thing.
But that's somewhat reversible. completely.
But this, all the bottom stuff
and dude, hormone
come
stuff.
Come on
and,
now.
Yeah.
Like it's wild. I can more readily understand cross-dressing than I can once you start getting into.
Well, what's weird is it doesn't feel like any of this is a standalone action where I made a decision. I'm going to do this. I don't give a fuck what the world thinks about it because this is what I feel is right for me. It's this weird thing where I'm doing this. Also, I need you to validate it, even if you don't agree with it. And if you don't agree with it, then there's a problem with you. And that's that weird thing where, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, why is this a question for a fucking, we're not asking, a guy literally takes his hands, makes fists, and punches another guy in the head with it for his paycheck. And you're going, hey, could you rap philosophically for me on the sexuality of humans? Like, why is that even in the conversation?
Well, it would be the same as asking any athlete. Somebody who throws a fucking ball around.
Right.
Hey, let's talk about, and it's, you know.
But it's, this stuff has creeped its way in to everywhere. And that's kind of what he was saying, where he's like, you've weaseled your fucking way in, asking the dumbest question in the fucking world. Like, and even better, I have it here somewhere, is thank God Dana White fucking exists. Because most people's boss... let me find it here. There it is. Most people's boss, after that guy goes off on that rant, will be like, oh, geez, I want to apologize for what he said.
Well, like when he asked whoever was standing off to the side there, he's like, did I go too far? I didn't say the F word.
In what fucking world, I just said the F word, is, and I don't even want to say it now, is fuck worse than saying fag? Like, in what fucking universe have we got to that he could openly curse, but God forbid he says the F word? Because at first I'm like, he just said fuck like five times. He's allowed to curse openly, but do not say that F word. It's so crazy. But then Dana White was asked about it at the press. So this is even crazier to take this to the next level. Dana White is at the post-fight press conference. He reads the stats about how many people were there, how much money they made. This is the biggest event Canada has ever had, ever, in terms of attendance and the money that it brought in and all that stuff. So basically, they just broke every record in the world or in Canada for an event. And this is what one of these fucking reporters asked him. Not only that, the fight that Strickland was in, that I stayed up and watched till 2 o'clock in the morning last night, ends in like half of the fucking universe is like Strickland won, and the other, I'll never say their guy's name right, it's Duplessis, they thought he won. Like, I'm at the end, I'm like, oh, man, it went to decision. I'm like, I don't know. And so it's a big controversial, like, it should have went this way or that way. Don't ask him about that.
Well, who said, so who won?
The other guy, Duplessis. He won by split decision.
Oh.
But it was a good fight. I mean, they went back and forth and back and forth and went five rounds. You know what was funny? I was thinking last night. And speaking of doing things just because you like them, I will watch a fight every time. Like, I invite everybody, hey, you guys want to watch a fight with me? Get in a fight. I will sit here and watch it by myself just because I love it. I know.
Last night, because I'm like, I'm out. I'm going to bed.
So I'll sit here for hours and I just like watching it. You know, it's good. But anyways, in the press conference,
I felt bad that you were out here by yourself. But I also 100% didn't give a shit good. At one point.
No, I don't care. So they asked Dana White about it after the fight, and this is what one of these fucking reporters asked. Like, you have all this stuff to talk about. How big do you think UFC is in Canada? You broke records. Do you think they'll have you back? Are you going to do another event? This is the only second time they've been in Canada, I believe. Well, you have this wild ass last fight that went down, could go either way. Some people think it's wrong. You had somebody basically almost beaten to death on one of the undercard fights. You had an undercard. Now, if you wanted to ask some gay, you know, transgender-ish question, the undercard was two gay women fighting for the fucking championship, and one of them won. Like, one had the belt, and the other one took it. Like, what do you want from these people? Like, it's not like they're excluding them. I mean, that is the real, whatever you want to call racism.
Because they're just going to keep picking that scab.
It's like, but they're just trying to elicit a response.
Yes.
So they have gotcha thing. And it's like, you fucking assholes. There's so many interesting things. If you're here to report on this event, there's so many interesting things to ask about besides this nonsense. So they ask him, Dana White, about the whole Sean Strickland interview that we just listened to a minute ago. Listen to this shit.
When the trash talk between Sean and Dracus got a little dark there with the child abuse and then the brawl at 296, did you ever consider going to those guys and saying, hey, this might be the one time you need to tone it down?
This might be the one time you need to what?
Tone it down, the trash talk.
I don't tell anybody to do anything. I don't try to control any other human beings in any way, shape, or form. They do it this way. I say it all the time. We're in the fight business. And, you know, if you get your feelings hurt that bad, you probably shouldn't ask the type of questions when you know the answer you're going to get from Strickland. Let's start there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you ask him, you know who he is. And if you ask him a certain question, he was baited in that question.
Absolutely.
Not referring to that question. Just, you know, Strickland got a little...
I know what you're saying. Okay. I know what you asked me. It is what it is. It's the fight business, man.
You obviously give a long leash to your fighters about, you know, what they can say when they are up there with a UFC microphone and you are getting into territory of homophobia, transphobia. Like, is there...
I don't give anybody a leash.
Well, I'm saying you...
A leash?
Free
speech.
Oh, boy.
And control what people say? Going to tell people what to believe? Going to tell people... I don't tell any other human being what to say, what to think, and there's no leashes on any of them. What is your question?
I was asking that question. I'll move on, though.
Yeah, probably a good idea. That's ridiculous to say I give somebody a leash. Free speech, brother. People can say whatever they want, and they can believe whatever they want. And I don't think there's any... We had two gay women who fought in the co-main event. They sat on the stage with Sean Strickland. They could give a shit what Sean Strickland thinks or what he says or what his beliefs are or what his opinions are. You know what I mean?
Dude, God bless Dana White. Like, what the fuck?
Well, and he has to say shit like that every time.
Like, why? Why? You're just trying to make yourself relevant in a place that you are absolutely not.
Yeah.
I mean, the question there, if you are from the, if you are an ally of the community, as he said, I think it's that same reporter, I believe, that was asking Strickland the question.
I don't think, because he named the guy.
Oh, okay.
Because I thought the same thing, too, at first. And then he's like between Strickland and so-and-so.
So if you are the reporter from whatever LGBTQ plus Qui, whatever.
Isn't there a number in there?
Oh, they're plus. They add something all the time to keep you on your toes. But if you came from their publication to cover the MMA fight, wouldn't you be asking about the main event where two openly gay women, nobody has a problem with,
also
one just lost the championship to the other one? Right.
Can we just ask? But, I don't care.
But if you were there to cover something relevant to your... You know what I mean? It just seems so weird instead of trying to find this little controversy everywhere.
Can we? I'm just so tired of knowing who everyone fucks.
It's so weird.
Can we just? I don't care. You're a person. I don't need to know that you're whatever.
Who cares? It's the whole thing.
Especially nuts. Like all the politics stuff. Like the first openly, I don't fucking care.
Do a good job.
Yes, please.
I don't care what you do.
It's so weird. And it just seems like a weird thing for kids to be mm-hmm. told all the time? Like, when we were growing up, was there ever a mention of any of that kind of stuff? No. Well, because why would there be?
One time growing up in, I grew up in a pretty rough neighborhood.
Mean Streets of Cyclone?
It didn't, you weren't supposed to name the place.
Oh.
Jeez, Pam.
The only people that listen to this actually already know us.
So. But there was a fella when I was a teenager who, nice enough guy. His name was Bucky. And then one day, he was Becky. And I'm not sure if back then they had the technology to do all the right parts, or he just started wearing girls' clothes
mm-hmm.
or what, but everybody's like,
okay.
Fucking weird. And it's, you know, that's pretty crazy. But nobody, like, nobody gave a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking weird. Like, he was a guy yesterday, he was a girl today. All right. And everybody just got along with their life. Like, who gives a fuck? Like, nobody.
Because it doesn't affect your life.
No, nobody was like, we should go beat him up or her or whatever it is.
We should promote this person to mayor. Yeah,
we're just like,
Cyclone.
All right, dude. Or ma'am. Like, whatever. Whatever floats your fucking boat. It's crazy. It's just crazy.
So we almost got a drive-through distributor this week.
Dude.
Your picture, I'm just like...
It was in my mirror, too.
What? I know. I'm like, oh no, it's the distributor. It's all the only places. Fucking distributor we have.
It kind of makes you...
And they were open later that day.
I know, I stopped and got a case of beer, and I was talking to the lady.
Oh.
And it is what it is, but...
But that's like their cooler. It's got to be losing...
No, there's a garage, and then there's a walk-in cooler in the back of that garage. But in the winter, they keep a lot of the beer in the garage.
Yeah, because she went and got it out of that area.
Right. I'm assuming in this area, there's a greater demand for beer in the winter than this. Well, seems weird. There's a demand for beer all year round. But anyways, maybe they just don't run the cooler in the winter. They just put it in the garage because it's cold. Save on electric. We're making a lot of leaps here.
We are, because it's supposed to go to like 40-something next week.
But yeah, I didn't quite see it, but I was there seconds after it happened. So I'm coming up the road. I'm at the stop sign before. And what is hilarious is the borough plow truck is coming down the road where he wrecked. So he literally just came through there sanding and salting. And I stopped at the stop sign. And I was kind of looking at the guy in the borough truck and saying... I just got a spam text message asking if I set up a transfer for a certain amount of money. I'm like, I don't have that bank.
I don't have any money.
Wait, do I have money in that bank?
Please hold.
Scroll, just, scroll, scroll, just scroll. Call up this bank.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Hopefully you weren't hacked.
I was looking at I don't have any at that bank.
So is it a Swiss offshore?
No. So anyways, I look at the plow truck, wave to him. As like the plow truck's going by, as I'm going through the intersection, I look and I'm like, why is that truck parked like that? And then as I get closer, there's a guy, gets out, walks around, looks at his truck.
He's got tired.
And you can see the tracks. He came down the hill, hung a right, and he must have just been going too fast, hit the throttle, and basically spun right around and crashed right into the side of the distributor. And there he just sits doing like that awkward chicken dance, like you don't know what to do because you just caused a situation, but you want to leave, but you know it's illegal.
And it was 7:30 in the morning, so yes. It's full daylight. Uh-huh. Like,
it's pretty fucked.
Also probably not drunk.
Well, let us hope. Well, it didn't say anything about that in the police report, but...
Well, it can't.
I mean, how secure is our beer supply is what I'm kind of worried about now.
I feel like it would have been cooler if you would have gone and taken a couple cases.
How would that be cool, Pam? Since
it was busted open.
Probably they keep all the Jenny or something over there on that wall anyways.
You could see some through that crack, but mm-hmm. I couldn't get it.
So, yeah.
I'm surprised that you were right. You were so close to a...
Well, I couldn't figure out what was going on until I went by, because he was parked kind of weird. Like, nobody parks like that in front of that building.
No.
And it wasn't until I was, like, right beside him, like, holy fuck, there's a hole in the wall.
Like a big hole.
Yeah. Because I'm watching...
I died laughing when somebody said, well, it'd be cool to have a drive-through distributor.
But I'm the whole time I'm driving down, I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing? And just kind of driving, driving, driving. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, my God, he hit the side of the building. And then
hard.
A second later, the fire whistle goes off. And the fire department's like, you could hit it with a rock from the distributor.
It didn't even look like it fucked the guy's truck up, though.
No. I don't think that wall was very sturdy. Block walls aren't very sturdy, it sounds like.
I don't know.
There's evidence it's not.
Maybe. But so, the whole thing looks off kilter. Like, that one side is still, you can see through.
Yeah, they just got wood up for a permanent or a temporary thing until they get the permanent back up.
Wonder how long that's going to take.
Huh.
Oh, that's too bad. They can't see me anymore.
Well, it's still going. We probably ought to wrap this up.
Kind of hungry.
Yeah?
A little. Is your queso still warm?
Mm-mm. I ate it all.
What? Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
God, John.
Well, there's another bottle or another thing.
Oh, is it just the Tostitos stuff?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, I found out we can play music on here. Yeah. It's on Spotify. So I'm just going to start playing us out with a song.
She comes from Silverstone.
I love this song.
It's such a good one.
Private school, never miss Sunday church. And I come from blue.
Cheers. First podcast of 2024.
Better be a better year.
Well, let's hope.
Fuck us. Dirt.
And I don't know what happened, but it sure don't add up on paper. But when I close my eyes late at night, you can bet I thank my maker. She keeps on loving me, loves me the way I am. She's not just alone for the ride, she's my biggest fan. Lord, it's a little hope, piece of heaven when we lay down tonight. She keeps on loving me, and I keep on wondering why. She's got a wicked smile, angel eye, every guy wanting to hold her close. She's as pretty as sin, like the sun sinking down on the California coast. She keeps on loving me, loves me the way I am. She's not just alone for the ride, she's my biggest fan. Let's little hope piece of heaven when we lay down tonight. She keeps on loving me, and I keep on wondering why. keep on wondering why.